Hi, my name is Kelly. In 2014, at the end of the year, a devastating story hit my newsfeed on Facebook. A 10-year-old little girl was dragged from her bed, raped, stabbed 56 times, and left by a river to die. Our little fighter actually survived. She crawled up the bank and the community found her in the morning. She spent 6 months in hospital. It's been a long road to recovery, but we've had an amazing community and everyone has really done their bit in making her family just lives a bit better. I think for any family to go through this would be devastating, but the fact that they didn't even have enough money to go and visit her in hospital really, really hit a soft spot. Jump forward 18 months, and although the physical wounds are healing, I think emotionally she's got a very long journey ahead of her. On a recent visit, we're informed that she still can't sleep in her own bed at night. She snuggles up with mom and dad, which is understandable, and it's devastating. I thought there has to be a way to make this little girl feel safe again. I think any 11-year-old little girl feels vulnerable at the best of times. So now we take a child, and that's what she is, a child. She had her innocence totally obliterated. All she can think about is being grabbed through the window.
Paul Romerl from Blue Security, you're one of the directors there. When you heard the story, what was your first reaction?
I think we were all horrified. We unfortunately see horrible stats every single day in our profession, but when it involves a little 10-year-old who is so vulnerable and so innocent, and you think of what she had to endure and go through, we immediately jumped into action and said, what can we do and how can we help?
So Paul, before we get on to what you guys are going to do, tell us about your website, how people can get hold of you as well.
Damon, the best way of getting hold of us is either, as you say, on the website, www.bluesecurity.co.za, alternatively, 031-717-5000.
Justin from Alliance Security Fencing, nice to see you again.
Yeah, good to be back, Damon.
Not the first time that you've helped us. Tell us what's been happening at Alliance Security Fencing.
Oh, you know, as always, we've been busy securing homes in KZN. One of our newest ventures, though, now what we've done is we've opened a showroom in Springfield Retail Center, and quite a great concept we've put together. The consumer can come in there, choose a fencing product, have a cup of coffee. We go on Google Earth and we can give them a quote while they're in the store with us. So yeah, great concept.
And how do people get hold of you?
You can get us on 086-111-3769, or even better, you can get us on our website, www.alliancesecurityfencing.co.za.
George, you are the headmaster at the school where this little young girl goes to. Tell us what's happened in your life in the last year.
We were all devastated at school. We couldn't sleep in such a way that even the children at school needed counseling. So it was very difficult for us to keep up with that incident.
And how are the mom and dad handling at the moment?
At the moment, they are coping very well. The reasons why they are coping is just that they are getting a very good support, so that is why they feel relaxed. But otherwise, it was very difficult for them as well.
And the little girl in question, she missed a lot of school.
That is true, close to a year. But at the present moment, she is coping very well. She speaks English very well. So she passed last year and now is in grade 5. She is doing very well.
Tell us what you guys are going to do at Alliance Security Fencing to start off the project.
What we're going to do, we've partnered up with Blue, which I think it's a great community project we're doing. We're going to put a weld mesh fence around the perimeter. Obviously, there's CRC requirements, so a barrier fence does need to be attached to any electric fence put in. And we're going to do that at no cost and partner with Blue on this awesome project.
Babu Mzobe, no Mama Mzobe. Ekhaya lenu kuzofenswa, kuzofakwa ucingo right round umuzi. And sizizwa kanjani ngalokho?
Siyabonga
kakhulu.
What is Blue Security going to do for the family?
Okay, Damon, so what we're doing through our Blue Angels Charitable Fund, which was established to assist such cases where victims of crime have been affected by terrible disasters such as this little girl has. We are going to be erecting an electric fence around the top of the fencing, which Alliance has very kindly erected for us. We are further going to be installing some external beams around their home, which will be integrated into the alarm system, which we'll install inside the home. This will give them peace of mind and at least give them some forewarning should anyone be approaching the property, and hopefully this little survivor X can have a good night's sleep again. I think what really pleases me and us at Blue Security today is that we've got two companies who are kind of opposition companies who have come together with a common goal, and that's to secure this family. And I really think it's high time that we all start working together as we are now in fighting crime and just bringing around a safer Durban.
I did ask the parents for a wish list. I asked them for absolutely anything they would want for. What was very humbling is that on that list, number 8 was a pot. So there's obviously a lot of things that this family needs. They come from nothing. If anyone has anything to contribute, anything at all, please won't you just pop me an email at kelly@network-king.co.za.
Babu Mzobe, Nomamu Mzobe, Ubaba Waga Plus Security, Utigululu Tringles Bilfagiwe, Bazofaga Utimulga Case Ngapezulu, bese benifakela i-alarm ngaphakathi ukuze nikwazi ukuthi niphephe nibe safe ngaphakathi endlini. Ake niyibongeleke kubantu bakwa Blue Security.
Siyabonga kakhulu sizele konke lokho.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu i-support abasupporta ngayo nalozo sifayela ucingo nelene alarm. Siyabonga ngoba ingane yami ngilala nayo. Iyasaba, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
What they are saying now, thank you very much about your big job that you are going to do, securing them and also installing the alarm so that they will be able to sleep safely. Even the child has been sleeping with the mother, now they are going to have a comfortable sleep. Thank you very much.